Much of the world might be in the grip of a recession, but the global property giant Westfield says that Australians are still shopping. The shopping mall operator has seen revenue from its Australian malls rise in the first 3 months of this year in defiance of the tougher economic times. But while sales are also edging up in Westfield's British shopping centres, the outlook remains gloomy in the United States. Here's our business editor, Peter Ryan.
Australia might be in recession, but try telling that to the millions of shoppers who visit Westfield malls every day. It might only be a tiny improvement, but according to the company's first quarter review released this morning, sales from Westfield malls are up 1.5% on the previous quarter. The company's co-managing director, Stephen Lowy, says Australian shoppers are resilient.
Overall, sales for the rolling 12 months totaled $20.9 billion, up 6.7%, with strong performances across the portfolio, particularly from the more recently completed development project.
Stephen Lowy says shoppers are also looking up market, defying expectations that the government's stimulus package would only be used to pay down household debt.
It was pleasing to see comparable sales from specialty stores up 4.5%, with 8 out of 9 retail categories showing solid growth. This performance has been positively influenced by the effects of the government stimulus packages.
Westfield is also reporting positive signs in Britain, where property values have been savaged along with household budgets. But in a surprise result, March quarter sales there have risen 1.2%. Once again, that's a tiny improvement. But Stephen Lowy used the result to deflect criticism from Westfield's multi-billion dollar mall project in London.
Since opening on October 30 last year, Westfield London has traded successfully with just under 12 million visitors to the centre to date. We now expect to exceed our year one forecast of 20 million customer visits, an excellent result that was significantly contributed to the awareness of the Westfield brand in the United Kingdom.
But that's where the good news ends. In the United States, where Westfield dominates, specialty retail sales have fallen 3.2% in the quarter. Stephen Lowy says bad debts are rising and dwindling retail clients are negotiating new short-term deals for rental space.
Leasing conditions in the US are very challenging with an increased number of store closures. Given the current environment, around 40% of new leases written during the quarter are for a term of less than 2 years. This enables the group to maintain occupancy whilst not locking in rent in today's environment for the long term.
Earlier this year, Westfield announced a $3 billion write-down in asset values and later raised a similar amount to firm up its balance sheet. But there are now concerns that a bankrupt competitor in the United States, General Growth Properties, might flood the market with asset sales and dilute values even more. But Westfield's other co-managing director, Peter Lowy, was eager to play down those concerns.
This is an extremely complex situation here, and I think you'll see General Growth in bankruptcy for quite a long time. It could be anywhere between 1, 2, maybe even 3 years, and whether assets actually come out for sale or not and when is highly questionable. And looking at the marketplace, we don't expect a flood of assets coming out of General Growth onto the marketplace in the near future at all.
Peter Lowy says US conditions might be tough, but he believes that given Westfield's market strength and $7 billion of available cash, the big deals will still come his way.
They're very strong retailers. They want to do business with the very strong developers. And so we're seeing a flight towards us in that area, certainly from executives who are working in the industry. They want to be working for companies that are very strong and have a healthy profile going forward. From the retailers themselves, they want to be doing business where they know who they're doing business with going forward, and they know when there's a transaction and it's going to be commercially honoured.
There were no shocks in today's review. Westfield is maintaining its guidance and the dividend per share remains unchanged. The company is continuing what it calls a prudent approach and says there'll be no new projects for the rest of the year, in the hope that global conditions will continue to improve.
That's Peter Ryan, our business editor, and maybe they'll be a bit prudent and buy themselves a new phone conferencing machine.